Some 29 states now have legalized medical marijuana, but the nation's medical schools apparently aren't keeping up. A research team led by first author and third-year medical student Anastasia Evanoff, having heard that more and more patients are asking questions about marijuana, felt like she hadn't learned anything about medical uses of the drug, so she started asking about it.
We sent surveys out to deans at every medical school in the country. We also surveyed the residents and fellows here at WashU. And then the last thing we did was ask the huge curriculum inventory database how many schools reported teaching medical marijuana in their curriculum. It was 9%.
The researchers surveyed the deans in charge of curriculum at the nation's medical schools and got responses from more than 100 of them. They also surveyed more than 250 residents and fellows currently completing their training at Washington University. Those people all are in St. Louis now, but they came to their postgraduate work from medical schools around the country.
Almost 70% of deans felt that their graduates were not at all prepared to prescribe medical marijuana. And even more striking was almost 90% of residents and fellows at WashU felt not at all prepared to prescribe medical marijuana.
Part of the reason so few schools are teaching their students about medical marijuana may have to do with the fact that there's currently no consensus about how or even if marijuana can help particular patients. But that's not a reason not to teach it, according to co-author Carolyn Defoe, Washington University's Assistant Dean for Education.
You address the controversy. You say, this is what we know. This is the current state. And if there are uncertainties, you actually guide the students to where the points of controversy are. You actually point out where the research opportunities are. We're a great research school. You say, this is the limit of our knowledge currently. But I don't think you say nothing.
And the study's senior investigator, Laura Beirut, a Washington University psychiatrist and addiction expert, admits that while there still is little known about how to use medical marijuana, the goal of studies like this is to focus on what needs to be done to catch up with the policies already in place in a number of states.
We're trying to catch up to the policies. As we see medical marijuana legalized and recreational marijuana legalized, we want to identify what the harms are as quickly as possible, and if there are benefits, to take advantage of these benefits.
While those studies are being done, Evanoff says it's important to keep medical students apprised so that when they do become doctors, they might feel more prepared to at least answer questions about medical marijuana.
There is a fundamental mismatch between the state policy of medical marijuana legalization and the education that physicians in training are receiving.
The new study is published in the journal Drug and Alcohol Dependence. I'm Jim Dryden.